Phone Boy Speaks, episode 438, Unread.
It's been a long time since I was a regular reader of RSS. And, you know, it got to the point where when Google Reader shut down, which is what I was using, just like probably a lot of other people, it really didn't affect me that much because it wasn't something I was using. Now, I did take the smart step and imported my Google Reader settings into Feedly because I could do that for free. And so that was, I didn't really use Feedly because I just didn't really read RSS that much. And in fact, when I went through it recently, I realized that a lot of the sites that I had that I was reading RSS from haven't been online in years, and so I had a lot of invalid RSS feeds. So that gives you an idea. I mean, it was some of the stuff was like more than 5 years old, so that gives you an idea how long it's been since I've done it. But I decided to take a look at it again, primarily because of a couple of things. Number one, just the noise in my social media feeds was getting to be too much. Because what I had done was I had started using my social media feeds as essentially my RSS reader, and I realized that that was kind of always a context switch, right? It was, I'd be in the middle of my feed and go, oh, I want to read that. And then I'd either have to do something with the article. And I tried other things to deal with these stories. And that problem doesn't go away because, of course, people are going to share things, but obviously, I was following Mashable and Ars Technica and The Verge and things like that. So I was seeing the stories there, but I was not, and I would see them in Twitter and app.net and maybe not on Facebook so much. But anyway, I'd see these things there multiple times, and then when everybody shared them and stuff, and so I'm like, okay, well, maybe that's not such a great experience because I'm missing out on actual conversations with people and stuff. But I've always found RSS reading apps to be, well, a chore and not very, and not really good at getting you to reading. And even using Google Reader, right? I mean, there's a lot of distractions on the interwebs these days. And so it's really that full screen reading experience is not something that you do very often on a computer. You can kind of get it on a phone. But I guess what got me to at least explore this, reading RSS again, is an app that came out by Jared Sinclair called Unread, and it's an iOS app for the iPhone, and it essentially reads in your feeds from one of the Feed Wrangler and Feedly, or I forget what the other one was, but anyway, so you use that as the back end, and it's essentially like talking to Google Reader, I guess, and then it provides you a distraction free way to essentially read articles and feeds. And I really like the interface on this. When you're actually reading articles in it literally gets rid of all of the Chrome. It's just you and the article. And that's, and then there's some different themes. And so you can see that in fact, the way you unlock some of the themes is by playing songs with certain things in the titles and then going into the app. And then it says, congratulations, you've unlocked whatever theme. So the app was $4.99, which I could say is expensive, but considering that the company I work for sells software that runs on hardware and it's tens of thousands of dollars, expensive is relative, I guess. So for $4.99, it was definitely a nice purchase. And I actually had to buy songs with the right titles in it to get all the themes unlocked because I didn't have a song with the name Chicken in it somewhere. I don't know. Anyway, long story for that. But anyway, I really like this app. And it also, of course, you can share articles that you find with lots of social networks or put it in Pocket or Instapaper. And it uses this thing called Overshare Kit that offers all of that stuff. So, as much as I sit at my computer, I do a lot of reading on my phone because it's always with me. And I think this will get me back into RSS because I've actually started unfollowing, the feed accounts on on Twitter and app.net. And I got to call some people out of Facebook too, I guess, but that's different, right? People are still going to share articles. They're always going to do that. But I figure getting all of the feed accounts out of my, my Twitter and app.net will allow me to focus on conversation there and focus on reading in unread. Now, it doesn't solve the discoverability problem. That was kind of the nice thing about using, because I was using, I forget what it was now. There's all these different news aggregator apps that have come out that aren't RSS, but aggregate a number of sources and give it to you by title. And I figured out if I was doing that, I might as well just go back to RSS because. There I can control the sources and granted, I wish that, I could just, it would be better at finding articles on specific topics. And I guess I could use some of the categories in Feedly to maybe do some of that. But long and the short of it is, this seems to be something I'm going to try for a little while anyway, and get back to RSS and use Unread is because it is, it's a beautiful interface. I really like it. Just because it's, again, it when you're reading an article, it really just, everything else gets in the background. It's just you and the text. And it's hard to ask for more than that. And say it's $4.99 in the App Store for iPhone. And Jared Sinclair said he was working on an iPad version, although I personally don't use my iPad too much. But it'd be kind of nice to have on the iPad too. But anyway, so give Unread a try if you're looking for something to... a new RSS reader, because it's definitely pretty cool. And who knows, maybe he'll put it on sale again. But it's definitely worth checking out if you ask me.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.